This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 381.5, up 5.5. March corn, 395, up 5.25. May corn, 403.5, up 5.25. January soybeans, 1036, up 25.5. March soybeans, 1042, up 24.75. May soybeans, 1048.25, up 24.5. December wheat, 609, up 9.25. March wheat, 594, up 4.25. May wheat, 599, up 4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Friday afternoon. Positive export numbers for soybeans, soybean meal, and corn pointed grain prices higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain yields quoted shell corn bids up 5 cents at 348 to 377, while soybeans gained 25 to 29 cents at 1003 to 1029. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents higher at 355 to 380, and soybeans rallied 25 to 26 cents at 1008 to 1049. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 to 3 cents at 357 to 382. Soybean bids advanced 25 to 26 cents at 1016 to 1059, while the wheat bids ended mixed, ranging from 504 to 567. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 25 to 26 higher at 1040 to 1051. Basis ended steady to a penny lower at 4 to 15 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 429.20 to 439.20. That's up $8.50 per ton, with basis unchanged at 35 to 45 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 to 6 higher at 385 to 393, with basis steady to a penny higher at 10 to 2 under the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids up 5 to 6 cents at 377 to 382, with basis steady to a penny higher at 18 to 13 under the March. Soybeans rallied 26 to 27 cents at 1048 to 1055, with basis steady to a penny higher at 12 to 19 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 8 cents higher at 408 to 409. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 23 to 25 cents, with quotations at 1083 to 1084. Soft red winter wheat up 4 cents at 594 to 604. And the Milo ended 5 cents higher at 450 to 455. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 365 up to 393. New crop soybean bids range from 961 to 979. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 378 to 393. New crop soybean bids at 957 to 986. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 351 to 393. New crop soybean bids at 943 to 984. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 547 up to 572. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 164.45, down $2. February live cattle, 164.87, down $2.10. April live cattle, 164.30, down $2.15. January feeder cattle, 234.87, down $1.07. March feeder cattle, 231.22, down 82 cents. April feeder cattle, 230.92, down $1.62. December lean hogs, 86.60, down $1.02. February lean hogs, 85.62, down $1. April lean hogs, 86.95, down $1.50. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 5th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 22 cents higher in the range of 80 to 87, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.54. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 55 to 60, 4 to 5 weights 58 to 65, 5 to 6 weights 60 to 67, and 600 pounds and up 63 to 69. From the Illinois Direct Hog Report, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $55 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 13,931 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 414 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 164 to 168.25. Select and choice 162 to 163. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 145.50 to 149.75, with some high dressing at 155. Choice slaughter heifers were 164 to 168.25. Now on to the slaughter cows. Premiums were bringing 125, breakers were 99 to 107 with high dressing at 109 to 114.50, boners were 98 to 109 and high dressing 117 to 125. Leans were 85 to 95 with some high dressing at 99. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 162 to 168, and on a dress basis, 261 to 265. Heifers on a live basis traded at 162 to 168, and on a dress basis, 264. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 262 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $92.69, and that was 93 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $252.54, that was $1.88 lower, with select carcasses at $236.69, that was $3.57 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 105,000, that compared to 107,000 last week and 114,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is down 7.4%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 426,000, that compared to 418,000 last week and 429,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter's off 5.1%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
It's not ideal, but a tax extenders package that passed the House will help farmers and ranchers in the near term. The Senate is expected to take up the retroactive tax extenders for 2014 this week. The bill includes Section 179 small business expensing and bonus depreciation. Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says the legislation will help farmers and ranchers this year.
The tax code helps farmers and ranchers make the investments they need for equipment to run their businesses. Whether or not the tax credits were going to exist for 2014 were completely up in the air and still are a little uncertain.
In relation to agriculture, Wolf explains how the retroactive tax credits will help.
Any new or used piece of equipment or other business expense that a farmer made during the year will be tax deductible, assuming this bill gets the whole way to the president. Last week, farmers had no idea whether or not they were going to be able to take this tax credit, and now there's about 90% certainty that they're going to be in place.
Wolf says farmers and ranchers still need certainty regarding tax credits for 2015 and beyond so they can plan for the future.
When the new year starts, the tax deductions will go away and farmers won't know what will be available for 2015. We need long-term certainty. We need Congress to stop passing tax law a year at a time and put these provisions in the tax code permanently.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation tax specialist Pat Wolf. USDA has once again extended the deadline for the Dairy Margin Protection Program. Dairy producers now have until December 19th to sign up for the program. The program, established by the 2014 Farm Bill, protects participating dairy producers when the difference between the price of milk and feed costs falls below levels of protection selected by the applicant. But in order to be covered, producers must sign up for the coverage. Farmers also have a chance to share comments and help shape the margin protection program for the future. Comments can be made online at regulations.gov. Comments must be submitted by December 15th. Now that the nation's corn harvest is complete, traders have turned their full attention to the rate at which the crop is being used. Todd Gleason has more on the pace of corn consumption.
There are three primary uses for corn. These are corn for livestock feed, corn for the production of ethanol, and corn for export, in that order. That makes the smallest consumption category, corn for export, the marginal category. This is the flex category, the one that drives the price of corn on the high or low end of the market. Here's what that means. The highest and lowest prices paid for corn depend a lot on how much corn the export market consumes, because it's usually vying for the last available bushels. Well, tracking how much corn is being consumed, therefore, is important to understanding the direction of the market. Some of the numbers are easier to track than others. Getting a handle on corn for livestock feed is difficult. Finding the ethanol number, much easier. So far this marketing year, corn consumed for ethanol production is ahead of pace to meet USDA's projection made in November. University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good says the pace could slow down by 1%. And still remain on target.
The USDA projects 2014 marketing year corn exports to be about 9% less than exported last year. Current export inspections exceed those of a year ago by 11%. Last year, however, inspections were relatively small early in the year and then quite large in the last half of the marketing year. To date, export inspections have averaged just over 28 million bushels per week, so that exports now need to average nearly 35 million bushels per week to reach the USDA projection.
The current pace for corn export sales, thanks Darrell Good, is encouraging. However, he notes sales and shipments aren't the same thing, and says shipments need to accelerate to meet USDA's export projections. This leaves the corn for feed number. It can only be tracked using the quarterly grain stocks tally. USDA surveys all the places that store corn to figure out what's left in the bin. Subtracting that number, the export figure, and ethanol consumption leaves a quantity that has gone somewhere, mostly to feed livestock. The first marketing year report of corn stocks will be released January 12th.
Until then, the likely pace of feed use of corn is derived mainly from estimates of livestock slaughter and livestock and poultry inventories. Weekly broiler chick placements continue to run about 2.5% above placements of a year earlier, and the average number of layers on hand in September and October was 2% larger than the inventory of last year. The number of dairy cows is up about 1%.
Add to those figures the number of beef cattle in feedlots as of November 1. That's up about 0.5%, and those cattle are being fed to heavier weights. Those additional pounds, by the way, take more corn per pound to produce. Hogs are being fed to heavier weights, too, up about 3%. The numbers so far suggest a smaller herd. That's expected to change. So, right now, Darrell Good says it all means the 25-cent trading range for corn is not likely to change until USDA updates the crop production report January 12th, along with releasing the first quarterly stocks report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.